Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with T, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health. Hi, lovelies. How are you? I hope you're doing well. This week, I want to talk about making wine from grapes. Now, I know all of you are familiar with the term when lemons are thrown at you, you make some bomb lemonade. This is a little similar. The only difference is the type of fruit that we're using. And in this case, I chose grapes because they have so many symbolic meaning to us, to life, to just basically everything we do, see, and touch. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 6, the Lord, speaking through the prophet, declares that he will make the vineyard a wasteland. It will no longer be pruned or cultivated, but will be overgrown with briars and thorns, and the rain will be withheld. And for some who did not understand or don't understand what that means, that just means that Father, first and foremost, is the only one that could pass judgment on people, right? Although we tend to do it, that's a whole other conversation for another day. However, Father will not fulfill something to satisfy our need. He will not do harm to someone just to please us. He will do what is needed. And in that case, he would take those same grapes, such as pain, suffering, disappointment, frustration. You know the words, all those words that we don't like to hear, or we don't like to participate in, or we think that we're better. Those words. He's going to use those words and overturn it so that he can make good fruit. The evil, the darkness, even the bitter things that we seek shall one day be prudent in their own sight. Meaning, whoever or whatever is unconsciously being confused to do evil, right versus wrong, or yay and nay, as some people say it, just so that certain actions can be portrayed, will not happen. Now, you may say, well, what does this have to do with me? Let me help you out. And excuse me for my bluntness. However, there are some arrogant, disrespectful, no manners people out there who think that because they pray every day, that that man is going to use his power to do evil because that's what they want. Now, yes, he tells you, seek the kingdom. Seek the kingdom. Seek the kingdom. He's not telling you, seek the kingdom to do harm. Rather, he's telling you to seek it for truth and wisdom. Now, you can have your own opinions, your own judgments, but let's face it, facts are facts. Life is ghetto. Life is ratchet. I remember years ago, one of my brothers asked me, Taisha, why didn't you tell me life was so hard? And I remember laughing at him because I said, well, you wanted to be grown. You found that out for yourself. Life is ghetto. Life is filled with ripe grapes. bits of ones that we bite into and we're like, oh no, this is nasty. I can't do this. And the first thing that we do with that piece of fruit is throw it in the garbage. We don't try to cut off the quote-unquote pieces that are not good. We don't try to figure out why it got ripe. Perhaps it needed more sun. Perhaps it was placed in the hands of something or someone that already was evil within their own selves. Perhaps the fruit just wasn't your fruit. You ever thought about that? Maybe you picked up somebody's burden and carried that on your weight because you thought, I'm that person. I'm that shit. I'm that gent. And by Father giving it to me, yeah, this is what's going to happen. We all see it. Whether a person is walking around with, now stay with me, a ripe grape is equivalent to evil. So if the person is walking around with evil thoughts, evil doings, evil prayers, yes, people do pray for evil things or unjust things, they're going to immediately think they have the upper hand. I never understood that, too. Like, people think that they don't bleed the same color of blood. I'm so confused. A title means nothing to me. Why? Because that can be taken away. The same way that man blessed you with it, he can take it from you in 2.5 of a second, if not faster. When I was growing up, my grandmother used to tell me, God don't like ugly. And he isn't too fond of pretty. When you stay true to yourself and true to him, you begin to realize the fruits that you bear. You may even begin to realize that some of the fruits that you bear were not your fruit. And perhaps that's why it's right. Please don't ever get it twisted that just because a fruit looks bad does not mean it cannot be overturned. I've seen people take a banana and use it for multiple doings, healthy ones at that, and nothing happens to them. It's all about your perception. I tell people all the time, you are what you think, how you speak, and how you move. If you think positive things, you're going to move positively. You're going to speak in that motion. Words have power. Ask you something that one of my sisters told me. Words have power. And it's up to us to choose certain words wisely as opposed to allowing that anger kind of lead us. The same mouth that we use to cuss people out, the same mouth that we use to plot against people, and yeah, we do. Before you can say, no, I don't do that. Yes, you do. That same mouth is the same mouth that he gave us to do good, and we choose not to. You ever notice, and this is just completely a sidebar, that people would rather hear gossip or listen to a song that have 1,001 cuss words, which drives me insane. However, if you ask them to recite a scripture, or if you ask them to go with you to church one Sunday, they're going to look at you like you got three heads. Oh, I'm too busy. I can't make it. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't. But you was able to sit there and recite that other song that talks about nothing but twerking. Interesting, right? Again, wine coming from a ripe grape. Life is for the choices. We all can make the best ones, mediocre ones, or just straight ones. That's up to us to decide. It's up to us to figure out whether or not that grape, or for some batches, should be removed, eliminated, or just kind of groomed a little bit. When I say removed, sometimes you got to remove certain people, places, and things from your life in order for you to be fruit, in order for you to see your fruits. And I know that's not something that people wanted to hear, but I do apologize to those who know me. Sorry, I'm going to tell it for what it is. You may have to remove yourself or, for some, people, places, and things. Again, the grape is not the problem. It's the sources that are feeding the grape that's the problem. So if you're allowing yourself to be fed by negative energy, I don't think that much is going to come from that grape. Now, I could be wrong, but test it out. Go to your local market. Put some grapes in a bowl. Add a little water to it if you like. Put it in one corner. Then you take some more grapes and put that batch of grapes in the window where the sun's shining, where you're getting natural light. And tell me how you feel after eating both grapes a few days later. I can almost guarantee the one that's receiving natural light, it tastes completely different. And even with that, why do we feel we have to do something that is so expensive, and I don't mean monetary either, in order for you to see certain results? I am very much of a shopaholic, but I'm also a frugal one. What's the point of sharing that? I could spend pennies and get the same results as somebody who just spent billions. That same dollar that will give me a candy bar, which is nothing but cavities for me, is the same dollar that I would spend on something else a month or two later that would show me that my grapes that I just sat there and purchased and embedded and fed right are the same grapes that's going to turn into wine. And I mean tasty wine. Fruitatious wine. Think about what you're feeding yourself, ladies and gents, please. Think about what you're pouring into you. I always tell my clients, no matter what you do, put you first. Figure out what you need to pour into you and what you need to spit out to stop feeding poisonous to you. Don't be fooled by what people say and do. Again, you are what you think, how you speak, and how you move. So if you're thinking it, you're going to speak it, you're going to move that way. If you're showing me otherwise, then you're a ripe grape to me. You got to go. It's not fair to you to sit there and waste your turn on something that may not ever come. You have that power. You have that voice. Remember, we spoke about how powerful our voices could be. It's your turn. This is your season. This is your moment. Today, we spoke about how the table was set forth for our enemies. In 23 verse 5, in the irony, you get so many blessings from people who don't want no type of positive energy your way. You get so many blessings from that. Why? Because the same people that were sitting there to throw these ripe grapes at you, or lemons for some people, just thorns, ghetto-ness, are the same people that's clapping for you. Why? One, they probably think they can go with you. That's just number one. Oh, that's my friend. She's not going to leave me out. She's going to bring me with her. That's my girl. I knew her for years. She would never do me dirty. Mm-hmm. Ask yourself something. Do they look out for you the way that they want you to look out for them? Doubt it. People are very interesting creatures. So again, if you have to eliminate, eliminate. If you have to move, move. I've seen and heard stories of people who got up and literally moved their location to prosper. And there's nothing wrong with that. Please understand there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay. If you have to take away or add a certain thing to that pot for those grapes to actually get the nutrients that they need, so be it. Just be mindful of what you're adding and taking away for that process to actually happen. Just remember, those arrogant, stuck-up, cocky, real people that believe that they're wiser than their higher being will soon realize, one, no, you're not. That's a short version of that. No, you're not. And two, the only thing that you can ever gain from your choice of words or your level of wisdom is the truth. Period. And that same truth, I can guarantee you, is going to lead you to some nice, fresh, juicy wine. As long as you remember, it could be the location. You may have to shave a few things off that grape. I didn't say throw it out. Shave it a bit. Or simply
wait. It's okay to wait. There's nothing wrong with waiting. You didn't say it was going to happen when we wanted it to happen. It's okay to wait. It's okay to be at a standstill for a second and know that although it's going to happen at a later time, it's still going to happen again. That same ripe grape that she was about to throw in the garbage, that she was going to smash and slaughter, is the same grape that is going to bring you so much insight that it might even scare you. And with that, I say this. First and foremost, brother, you're a funny character. Just start there. You are a very funny individual. The way that you line up certain things in our lives to make sure that they're aligned for a reason, I don't think anyone ever disputes. It is beyond unmatched, for sure. I ask that you continue to use my voice as a vessel for those who were about to throw away their grapes, throw away their bad apples, throw away their bad lemons. And instead of throwing away, using it to gain the truth, one about you, truth about insight, and that wisdom to carry them on to the next phase of their life. Instead of getting rid of, we prosper. Instead of giving up, we prosper. Instead of sitting still and not taking that leap of faith to get up and relocate our grapes, we're going to prosper. Because one day, each and every one of us will be able to give that testimony of how a ripe grape gave us the best wine that we've ever tasted in our lives. And I thank you for that. Amen.